Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Jane.
Hey, Paul. Great to be here. We've got some really interesting stories today, spanning everything from government regulation to new models and enterprise adoption.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with a big one. The U.S. government is now going to evaluate advanced AI models for national security risks before they're publicly released. This feels like a significant step in AI regulation.
It really is, Paul. It shows a growing recognition of the dual-use nature of advanced AI. They're trying to get ahead of potential misuse, which is a complex but necessary balancing act.
Definitely. And speaking of personal AI, Andrew Ng has launched, quote, AI Andrew, an AI companion shaped by his own personality. He's inviting people to try it out as a thought partner.
That's fascinating, right? It highlights the trend of personalizing AI, moving beyond just utility to something that can truly reflect an individual's communication style and expertise. It's almost like a digital twin.
Right. Moving to model capabilities. Claude Opus 4.5 is making waves by significantly automating CTF challenges, even harder ones. This is a game changer for competitive hacking and security education.
It really underscores how quickly these models are evolving. What used to require deep human reasoning in CTFs is now becoming agent solvable. It raises questions about how we'll train the next generation of security experts.
And a huge financial story. Cerebras has gone public with a $60 billion market cap. This is massive validation for their big chip strategy, especially after their partnership and investment from OpenAI.
That valuation, Paul, is just incredible. It signals strong investor confidence in specialized AI hardware and the long-term demand for massive compute. It's a testament to their unique approach.
Switching gears to OpenAI again, they've updated their real-time API with new speech-to-speech models and configurable reasoning. This should make conversational AI even more dynamic and natural.
Yes, Jane, this is a big step for real-time interaction. The ability to configure reasoning opens up possibilities for more nuanced and context-aware conversations, which is crucial for things like virtual assistants and customer service bots.
Also in research, a new paper introduces DeltaMem for efficient online memory in LLMs. This aims to help models accumulate and reuse historical information without costly context window expansion.
That's a crucial development for long-term AI agents. Overcoming the limitations of context windows with efficient memory mechanisms is key to building truly persistent and intelligent companions and assistants. Less than Paul, greater than indeed. And in enterprise news, Databricks is adopting GPT 5.5 for their agent workflows after it set a new benchmark on Office QA Pro. That's a strong endorsement. Less than Jane, greater than it, certainly is, Paul. Seeing a company like Databricks, which is deeply embedded in data and AI, integrate GPT 5.5 shows how rapidly these advanced models are becoming indispensable for complex enterprise tasks. Less than Paul, greater than finally. OpenAI is partnering with Malta to expand AI access and education, offering ChatGPT Plus and training. It's great to see broader efforts to democratize AI knowledge. Less than Jane, greater than absolutely. Initiatives like this are vital for ensuring that the benefits of AI are distributed widely and that people are equipped with the skills to use these powerful tools responsibly.
That wraps up today's top stories. Thanks for your insights, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening to the Merge Sort AI Digest for May 16th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.